Welcome to another episode of Seeking Tarot. We are exploring 78 cards to find out the story that they can tell us about ourselves and the ones that we care about. Each card is dynamic and unique, just like you. What would you like for the cards to tell you today? My name is Snow, and I'm so glad that you're here. Has this ever happened to you? I'm looking at the table right now, and I see a piece of chocolate. It's dark, creamy, and sweet. It calls my name. And while I'm staring at it, I think about what I'm trying to do, trying to make sure that I keep myself healthy. And the chocolate in itself isn't bad, but it serves as a distraction to the goals that I'm trying to meet. And boy, it looks tasty. It's got that rich, dark, creamy flavor to it. Sweet and tantalizing on the tongue. And I have this decision to make between what I want now and what I want eventually. And boy, that chocolate looks good. But then I remind myself one really important thing. I want to do more in my life. I don't want to just be stuck eating chocolate all day. My stomach will get upset. I may not hit my goals that I'm looking for. And in that, in today's card, we are able to hear and see six, the Lovers. The Lovers is really interesting because we see in the background, and this is kind of what matters in this, is a snake wrapped around a tree, on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in the sky is what is portrayed as an angel. The decision between good and evil, so to speak, one on the shoulder of each. And then also, in the front of the card, is a depiction of Adam and Eve. They're a representation of the hero of this story, but really, what's going on is in the background. And that tree that is the knowledge of good and evil is paired with the tree on the other side, the tree of life. And so in this card, we see the traditional Adam and Eve story. But a lot of times, the hero and the villain are the ones that matter. Because without that, there is very little decision. Adam and Eve stand apart from each other in this. When doing some research on this card, I came across a lot of people that had the opinion that this card, Six of the Lovers, has everything to do with romantic affairs. And it does portray some of that, but if you only look at the Lovers, you'll miss all the details of what keeps them apart and helps them to make the decision that they're trying to make in the first place. When I look at this card, I think about the beginning of what I mentioned about the chocolate and myself. Who's the hero and who's the villain? Neither are really. But this is a story about desire, temptation, attraction, and decision. And so as short and sweet as this is, chocolate. Now I'm going to want to go and get a piece of chocolate, to be honest with you. As short and sweet as this is, this is the Lover's card. Honestly, you can always go into a lot of different details and picking apart this card in different ways. But if you get this card, and depending on placement, obviously, because placement matters in the sense that when you lay the card down, if it's in the past, then that means that that was what you were dealing with before, for instance. But let's just say, to talk about placement for a second, let's just say that you're asking about maybe somebody that's, you want to know a little bit more about what's going on with them. So you ask, how do I deal with this person? And let's say the Lovers come up. And you wonder, why is this card for them? It could mean that it's trying to tell you that they are making a decision, or that you and them need to make a decision. and maybe not even a romantic one. Maybe it's a job-related question. But all of these things apply to how the question is stated, and again, where it's located in the reading. So that wraps up Six the Lovers. And before we continue on to the reading, I just wanted to quickly note that I appreciate all of you that are listening and supporting the podcast in the various ways that you do. It's a great thing to me. I really feel like I have the best audience out there. You all make this worth continuing. So thank you. I take the time right now to see you, to acknowledge you, and to tell you that I appreciate you. And I know that I do that almost every episode. But really, I mean, heart to heart, I can't be any more thankful than I am. It's just an incredible thing to be able to reach out, speak out, talk to you individually, giving you the chance to be able to learn a little bit of things about the tarot, maybe get entertained by Drake the Goat, wherever he is. He took off. But really, I love the community. You guys make this what it is. That said, just thank you. So today's tarot reading comes from Orion's Animal Tarot. It is, author name is Ambi Sun. That's A-M-B-I, Sun. These cards are really stunning. I just got to say, I am impressed by them. Okay, so the card that got pulled today is the High Priestess. It is in the reverse position, and it is a picture with a wolf with symbology of what is commonly seen on the High Priestess card. Her vision doesn't miss much. She is staring right into the very heart of the matter because of it being reversed, and the question being, what do we need to know today? I hear her saying that in this moment, you may be weighed down by something. Whatever it is keeping you from achieving what you're hoping to achieve. Your voice is stifled. Your struggles are significant. And whatever it may be, take a look at it. Take some time to do a meditation or to slow down your mind and concentrate on how it can be addressed and what the issue is. She sees it. She's willing to communicate the information to you, but taking some time to slow down and listen to her advice and her communication and guidance is crucial to moving forward and removing the blocks that are currently in your path. Being mindful can help to give us the guidance and the strength to be able to carry forward when we're facing the things that we are. Well, that is it. I want to give you a little update quickly here before letting you go about your day. I will be returning to school in June, and my focus will be on that. But rest assured, I plan on still putting out a bi-weekly episode. That shouldn't change. But in case I need to focus on my studies and I'm not able to make an episode, you now have an update as to what's going on. I will try to let you know if anything changes ahead of time, of course. You know, I have to say, I really enjoyed making this episode. This has got to be my favorite episode so far, and I know that it's only going to get better as I stretch my legs and practice and continue to hone and polish my skill. I will be able to bring you excellent content now and in the future. May today be an excellent day for you. I hope that you are blessed in every way possible and that wherever you are, that you know that you are appreciated and loved. Blessed be, my friends. My name is Snow.